right, let's get started. Welcome to the December the 12th and final meeting of the Quorum Court for the year 2023. We do want to welcome everybody. And tonight, Justice Nancy Grady is going to lead us in prayer and Pledge of Allegiance. If you stand.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Grady.
Present.
Kendrick.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Shaw.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Here. All right, all 13 present. Again, welcome to the December meeting. This is the end of a really exciting year. We've all gotten a lot of work done. I just want to take a moment to express appreciation to our Quorum Court. A lot of big issues to tackle, and I'm really proud of our Quorum Court, the way it handled itself this year, and in fact, all of county government. So just wanted to take a moment and acknowledge, hey, this is the last meeting of the year. Just really appreciate each one of you. So with that being said, you've been provided a copy of the minutes in your packet. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the journal as presented.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Are there any additions or changes, deletions? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes as presented, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the minutes will be approved as presented. County officers' reports. I don't see anyone from the Sheriff's Office here today, or at least as of yet. Any other reports, Mr. Treasurer?
Thank you, Judge. If you'll tell me the summary of statements, Quorum Court, January 1st, 2023 through November 30th, 2023. I believe that's tab 2. County General Fund, $1,005,292,051.12. County Road Fund, $2,005,276,376.23. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $4,638,430.21. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $2,487,406.82. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1005, $738,015.83. Coronavirus Relief Fund 3046, $19,532,215.67. Turn to page 2. This is County General Revenues. As you can see, we are still trending above the 2022 numbers, and we're going to finish out a little bit over $14 million in revenue for County General for the year. Page 3 is our sales tax. For November is $1,198,628.99. That's up 6.44% over November of 2022. And we're currently at 4.02% year to date versus 02. Turn with me again to page 4. Total sales tax collected is $12,746,979.43. We're currently at 98% of projected. We're going to finish the year roughly at about $13.8 million. And lastly, on page 5, you can see there that the 3-month moving average has again turned up along with the 1-year moving average, and we're above the 1-year moving average. So everything is trending up as far as sales tax goes. We're really, like we talked about a couple months ago, I'm really surprised after seeing the negative trend. We've trended back up and looking good on sales tax. I believe for next year, we've budgeted roughly flat for sales tax. So we'll see where we go from there. But as far as 2023 goes, we've got one month to report on. Everything looks good on the revenue side. Are there any questions? Thank you, Judge.
Yeah, thank you for that report. Again, as always, we appreciate you speaking in a way that we understand it without being condescending. So thank you for that. Those numbers, as we heard, you know, we had a couple of months where we were a little bit concerned with sales tax revenue, and looks like that is corrected. And if you look at the meander on the graph, it looks like it's settling in and not swinging as wildly to the extremes on that. So that's good, and good on the county general. All right. Any other officers' reports? All right, Tom, how about a road report and ARP report?
Thank you, Your Honor. We'll start with the ARP report. You've had almost $1 million in expenditures since the last report. If you'll start on page one, you'll see that we made our last payment for this year's budget on the turnkey for the mental health for the prisoners. The monthly expenditure for my position is next. The criminal justice counseling, that's the monthly ongoing as directed by the state that we have for our deputies. Emergency communications, no expenditures on that this period. Page two, you can see the ones we've completed along with page three. If you go to page four, Damascus Waterline, we have 16,000, a little over, left on the appropriation. That will be requested when the final payment comes through, but the project is complete. We just haven't received our last bill on that. On page five, the Guy Water Project, Burr Lane, we just received our last bill on that. That's been complete for some time, but we just got our last payment request in for that. And then that will take us down to zero remaining on that project. The Lake Conway Community Wastewater, a little update on that. They bought a piece of land from their pump station. They just ended final negotiations with the landowner for an easement across other parts of his land that he has nearby. So they are planning to go to bid next month on that. And they're looking forward to start construction sometime mid-next year. Page six. The Mount Vernon Volumnia Water Emergency Pump Station, went out there and checked on that the other day. They're starting to work on that. We've had almost $86,000 in payments requested for that, and they've got basically the foundation for the water tank. It looks like about complete. The Worcester Wastewater, they had a bid for the metal material for their sewer building, for their sewer department. That's what the expenditure is for that. And then on the next page, seven, City of Hope Outreach, that's normal rental assistance and payroll assistance that we have from them ongoing. And then at the bottom, Deliver Hope, that's a lost revenue payment. Basically, they give us an audit and a report of what they lost due to COVID, and they requested that lump sum payment, and that's the way that was made. Stop DV on the next page. Those expenses are mostly office supplies and some salary reimbursement. And then United Way, that's lost revenues, and that goes to grants to the various nonprofits. And we get those in monthly as they disperse those. As a reminder and a side note, I guess, after period 13 is complete, and period 13, for those unfamiliar, it's what we have at the end of the year to allow bills that were incurred the previous year, not the end of the year, next year, the previous year, 23, to come through and be paid with 23 money. Once all those are in, we will come back to adjust the appropriations for these projects to account for the monies that were spent between what the time it was appropriated in the budget process and what they spent between then and the end of the year, so that the appropriation doesn't grow or shrink overall. Subject to questions, that's my ARP report.
Any questions?
I think there is a question there.
If I may, Judge. Appreciate the time. You know, me asking every month. Would you mind just giving a brief update on, I know this is a couple of the bigger projects that have nothing spent, they've been out there since 2022, I guess Mayflower and Greenbrier. Any updates on those two projects?
I visited with the engineer for Mayflower, and it looks like they're leaning toward regionalization with Conway Corp. That's in the plans. It has to work its way through the city council for approval. That has yet to happen. Greenbrier, we met with them earlier in the month, and they are going to use a construction manager, which they've hired. And so he is in the process, or he's getting ready to go out and get bids for the different subcontracts that will be needed for that project. They're hoping to get started probably spring, early spring, maybe late spring.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right.
Any other questions? No, road report.
If you look at the road report, this year's or this month is a little bit different. We included the totals for the year. However, if you'll look in bold green font, those are the roads that have been done since we reported last in October, I think is the last time we reported. You can see we've done 16 miles since that report. And for the total on the year, it's a little over 45 miles of asphalt. Chip seal, there hasn't been any since the last report, but the year end was 10.7 miles of that. The old Springfield Road, excuse me, the Eastern Wire Branch is is complete. Let me get some water. And we completed South Hill Road, and then Middle Road with the city, we completed that this year. Excuse me, the intersection at Skunkhollow and 286 is awaiting Highway Department approval. That's been a long wait for them, but it seems to be getting closer to final approval from them, and once that happens, we can start the bid process. Subject to any questions, that's my report, Your Honor.
Thank you for shoveling through there. We've all had a catch in our throat, go get dry or something like that. So thank you for struggling through that with the microphone in front of you. Any questions? Thank you for that. Year-end summary. Thank you, Tom. Did I miss any? Any other officers' reports? All right, you've included.
I did the book.
Any questions for our county clerk? All right, moving right along. Standing committee reports. Let's start with budget and finance. Justice Mahoski.
Thank you, Judge. We met earlier tonight, and we also met the week before, and we have, I believe, about four ordinances before the court tonight. Thank you, sir.
Personnel committee.
Judge, we met last week and considered a library board appointment that was forwarded to the full court that's on the agenda tonight. Thank you.
All right. Courts and Public Safety.
Judge, we did not meet next last week.
All right. Infrastructure.
Yes, Your Honor. Infrastructure did not meet this month.
All right. Next on our agenda, public comments. Anybody, any members of the public have any comments on any of the items before the court today? All right. We regularly have that segment. Always want to ask, give you the opportunity. Thank you. Any special reports tonight? This month. Moving on to old business. All right. If you will look at tab number 3, you'll see three proposed ordinances. And if you'll note on your agenda, I believe the copy that's in front of you, I think it says second reading. Those are all three. Have been read twice, and tonight will be the third and final reading of those. So make that note on your agendas. And so for proposed ordinance 23-31, what is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that we put 21-31 on the table for consideration.
Second.
All right, a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? And I suppose, Justice Kendrick, if you want to sort of recap.
Yeah, Judge. These next three ordinances that we're about to go through, these will run through personnel committee, and these are some updates to some of our HR policies. This first one being the electronics policy, the technology policy for the county. It's basically just a reflection and updating some of this to reflect state law, and it will bring us up to the latest additions that the state made to reflect their language. Counselor, did I miss anything or anything you'd like to add to that?
No, sir.
That's all I have, Judge.
Thank you. Any further question or discussion? All right. Roll call.
I need to actually read it.
Reading, Counselor. Thank you.
Proposed. I guess we have a misspelling on that proposed, Margaret, by the way. Could be my office's fault there. Proposed Ordinance 23-31, sponsored by Personnel Committee, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas. An ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to amend and supplement the Faulkner County Personnel Manual.
All right, motion second and reading. Is there any discussion at this point? Third reading. All right, let's go ahead and have a roll call vote.
Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Grady.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Stock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
All right. Proposed Ordinance 23-31 passes. Next on our agenda, Proposed Ordinance 23-32. Again, this will be the third and final reading.
Judge, I make a motion that we put Proposed Ordinance 23-32 on the table for discussion. Justice Sharp, good.
Proposed Ordinance 23-32, sponsored by the Personnel Committee, being enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to repeal and replace Faulkner County Ordinance 12-05 and 07-16 to establish reimbursements for travel expense and or meetings or training sponsored by Faulkner County entities and for other lawful purposes.
Thank you, Counselor. Just a brief little overview on this one, everyone. We're updating a couple things for the travel expense and the reimbursement. Currently, right now, as we sit, we're not an elected official. Let's say if they had somebody in for business or a delegation and they took them out to a lunch, that if they do gratuity, it has to come out of their own pocket. So we're allowing them to do up to 15% gratuity on the county. And then we also updated the per diem mileage to reflect the exact language that's on the state's website. So we're mirroring what the state does on that and their exact language on that. And we had some good discussion about trying to get that right there in personnel committee. So, Counselor, anything you'd like to add to that, sir? That's all I got, Judge. Thank you.
Thank you, Justice Kendrick. Any discussion, further discussion on this third reading? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Grady.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schott.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
All right, motion carries, and Proposed Ordinance 23-32 passes. Next, we have Proposed Ordinance 23-33.
Judge, I make a motion that we put Proposed Ordinance 23-33 on the table for discussion.
Second.
Motion second, Counselor.
Proposed Ordinance 23-33, sponsored by the Personnel Committee, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to amend and supplement the Faulkner County Personnel Manual.
Okay, any discussion?
Judge, just briefly, this one is basically we're making a change right now with the bereavement policy where that bereavement, if it's requested, it will go to the elected official or the manager of that department for their approval. So that is the main change within this ordinance. Thank you.
Thanks. Any questions of Justice Kendrick or Counselor? Any discussion? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Grady.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
No.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schott.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
All right. Motion carries and Proposed Ordinance 23-33 passes. Moving on to new business, tab number 4 in your binders. You'll find Proposed Amended Ordinance 23-37. It's the levy millage.
Judge, I make a motion for the passage of propose amended ordinance 23-37.
Second.
All right, was that Justice Kendrick on the second?
It was Justice Smalls.
Justice Smalls. Counselor.
Fulton County Quorum Court proposed amended ordinance 23-37 be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Fulton, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance appropriating and levying millage taxes on all property, real estate, and personal in Fulton County and for other purposes.
All right. Any discussion? Any questions?
Judge, could I ask a question?
Yes.
Margaret, could you remind me, you said that some of these taxes were increased from last year?
Yes, but you're not going to change. All you're doing is amending the last one that corrects an error where the two pages didn't match. So Greenbrier went up to 5 mils and Damascus went up to 5 mils, but real estate and personal millages are supposed to match, and I didn't get all my changes on both documents, so it's just correcting an error.
Okay, and you did tell me that neither one of those increases went to the voters, is that correct?
No, they were approved by city council.
Okay, and while I respect the city council's constitutional authority to do that, I've many times said that I will not vote to raise taxes on the people, so I'm going to have to vote against this ordinance. I just want to make it clear.
Any further discussion? All right, Madam Secretary, roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Allison.
No.
Coates.
No.
Grady.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Ohoski.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Schock.
No.
Strain.
No.
Tyler.
No.
7-5. I mean, all they're doing is not approving the correction. The millage still stands.
All right.
So
Counselor.
7-5?
Yeah.
Head.
What's the threshold? I've got
a non-appropriation ordinance. Does it just need a simple majority?
Yeah, 8-5. I'm sorry. Can't count.
It's a correction of a clerical error?
Yes.
Financial.
Let me go on the next meeting. I'll look it up and make sure you tell them this is worth double check.
All right. Next on our agenda, proposed ordinance 23-39, which is an appropriation.
Judge, I make a motion for the passage of proposed ordinance 23-39.
Second.
Counselor, let me step in.
Proposed ordinance 23-39, sponsored by Budget Finance, being enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Fulton, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Fulton County Ordinance 22-63, dated December 20th, 2022, and to declare an emergency.
All right, any discussion? Or do you want to give a recap, Justice Lahasi?
Yeah, I can try. Yeah. Y'all see what you have before you here. The only thing I've got really any insight on is sections 16, 17, and 18 are all criminal justice, all sheriff's department. You know, they've talked about how much they've been paying out in overtime because of lack of personnel. And so you can see this is why this moves the money from their full-time salaries line item over to overtime. They're not asking for quote unquote new money. Asked Mr. McGraw about section 12. I don't exactly remember what the answer is, but it was a good answer. And then also know section 1, the 63 some odd thousand dollars is a federal grant, so it's really just passed through for us at the county level. And I'm not for sure. I think this normally goes to maybe the bomb squad. Is that right, Jimmy? Yeah. This goes to the Conway Fire Department bomb squad. Like, generally, annually, they get some amount of money from the feds for equipment and stuff like that. Thank you, Judge.
All right. Any questions or discussion? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Yes, Sean. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahotsky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schatz.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
All right, proposed ordinance 23-39, passes. Tab number 6, proposed ordinance 23-40.
Judge, I'll make a motion for the passage of proposed ordinance 23-40.
Second.
All right, Counselor.
Proposed ordinance 23-40, sponsored by Tyler Lahotsky, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Fulton, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an ordinance to establish the ARPA Revenue Replacement Fund, transfer the ARPA Revenue Replacement Funds, and to declare an emergency.
All right, Justice Lahotsky.
Thank you, Judge. Justice, what this does is, I want to be careful in my language I use. This does not appropriate this money yet. So we are not appropriating this money. After the passage of this ordinance, none of this can still be spent. Right? Because we've got to appropriate it into those very specific line items. What this does is it moves it from Fund 3046 into a newly created fund, Fund 1006, because it starts with a 1. It's a county general fund. Because of how this $10 million came into us from the feds, it was for revenue replacement. And because it was for revenue replacement, it has to flow through county general. Scott, is that right? Or wrong? I'm always wrong. Go ahead.
I think probably a legal opinion on this is probably a better. This is from the revenue replacement section of the ARP. And so essentially what we want to do with this, Legislative Audit set up this fund, 1006, in order to still attract those funds. Now, they're not, they're a little bit more open about what we can spend them on, I guess, pretty much anything. But the fact that they still want to track them, we're going to put them in its own fund so that it can be tracked all the way through. And we're just kind of complying with what Legislative Audit wants.
Perfect. And then based off of our resolution that we all got together and agreed upon for the $10 million, that's how this was appropriated into each different department within that fund 1006, as you can see laid out before you. But we still have the process of appropriating the money into specific line items before any of it can be spent. Hope that makes sense.
And so I would just add that this is the setup for the proposed distribution of spending for the various products or projects we've discussed a number of times. This doesn't appropriate it. So, as always, you could change your mind, vote, do it differently. This is getting the buckets set up so that we can comply with Legislative Audit without hitting a snag or anything like that. So, it's creating a framework. You change your mind, you can still move money out of these buckets. But this is creating the buckets, putting the money in there that we have thus far. You guys have appropriated or agreed to appropriate at some point. Any further discussion?
I have a question.
Just that.
The appropriated, will be able to spend it for sure, right?
Correct.
It's just a matter of time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Judge, if I may?
Yes.
Is it a safe assumption, since Legislative Audit is giving this guidance to county, that other counties are setting this up similar to how we are because of the level of transparency and accounting trackability that we're doing like this? Is that a safe assumption?
Is that a question for me?
It's a question for whoever wants to answer.
This ordinance, I believe, was sent out by AAC, a sample ordinance, and I think this was, Judge, you'll have to speak on that more than I will, but I think it's, I think this was off the sample ordinance.
Okay.
This is stuff that most counties have done a year ago plus.
Gotcha.
Like I said, they wanted to set this revenue replacement stuff up in a separate deal, and because it can be spent on pretty much anything and wasn't restricted like the 3046 is, this is where it landed.
Thank you. So, appreciate it.
And I would, just to directly answer your question, I would anticipate every county using this exact same structure because they know Legislative prefers that. And, you know, these funds, it's easy to lose sight of. These funds were actually prepared for us by Legislative. At some point, every every fund number, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, almost, Treasurer says, but they provide a framework for it to follow, and honestly, it makes it easier for them to audit the 75 counties. So, again, this is as much preparatory as anything else. So we'll get done what we can while we can, and ease the burden later on. So. All right, any further discussion?
Judge, I'd like to thank you and your staff and everybody's worked together to make this happen. It seems like forever. I know it's not been forever, but it seems like forever ago that we got the final rule that allowed for this $10 million unencumbered that we knew we could take. And several here have pushed for a long time to try to get this money set aside and take care of these pressing needs that this county's faced a long time. When I first entered the race for Justice of Peace District 3, I was told that the jail expansion and the animal shelter were the two biggest concerns this county's had for a long time, and long predates my membership on this court. But I'm glad to see us moving forward. I think this takes care of some needs that this county has dealt with for a very, very long time. It's going to start the process down the road. I just appreciate all the people who've worked hard to make this happen. I talked to the sheriff today, and there's 171 inmates in Unit 1 today with a capacity of 118. I don't know the last time I saw it fall below 170 for a month, but these are documented needs that I know we don't have anybody from the sheriff's department here now, but I've heard Ms. Woolley tell us that the state's been understanding in the past when we haven't dealt with the situation in Unit 1 because there was no money. But I remember one day in this court, she said that if there is money and the state figures that out, that they may not be so lenient on us to not go forward with this jail expansion when we have an opportunity. So I appreciate your efforts. I appreciate making this happen, and I look forward to seeing these long-term needs addressed.
Thank you so much. Thanks for kind words on behalf of everyone. Certainly you mentioned my administration staff, a whole lot of work, but as I look around the room, there are others in this room who worked on that, not the least of which would be Budget and Finance Committee, probably every committee at some point, and the full court. And I know our treasurer just stepped out, our county clerk. When I look around the room, I see a lot of, I'm proud of our county government personally. I'm familiar with other counties, just as Kendrick mentioned other counties. I'm really proud of the way Faulkner County has handled the ARP process. And honestly, with the way the economy has gone, we've hit the sweet spot. You know, and that's just a function of us being cautious with the money, the people's money. And it seems like there's progress, regular and deliberate, and that's absolutely the truth. Whether it be the detention center, I can't tell you how many wheels are spinning today, even today. I see Judge Carnahan, thank you for coming, but I had a conversation with him last night with regard to the detention center expansion, and just the narrative that's out there across the state, considering that the state's going to be expanding their prison system, presumably, and then with the backdrop of the sentencing reform, the problem's not going away. It's more than likely going to get worse, and we feel like we're doing everything we can to get in front of it. And so I'm proud of everybody who's worked on ARP as a whole, but certainly that detention center, the animal shelter, and just go down the list. But thank you so much. Any further discussion? All right, roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. All right. Motion carries and proposed ordinance 23-40 passes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Judge, to clarify, on the earlier levying ordinance, it is just a majority to pass that, so that ordinance does pass.
Very good. So that's proposed ordinance 23-37. The motion carries. The ordinance passes. Thank you so much. Always better to be sure rather than guess. It's too important, the levy ordinance. And so if that did not pass, just kind of let you know, if that had not passed, we would have been calling committee meetings and or certainly a quorum court meeting in short order to follow up on that matter to make sure that the levy ordinance passes. All right, that's all of our new business. Tab number 7, I'm sorry. Proposed ordinance 23-41. Do we have a motion?
Sorry, Judge. Make a motion for the passage of proposed ordinance 23-41.
Second. Okay, motion second, Counsel.
Proposed ordinance 23-41, sponsored by Budget and Finance, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 22-63, dated December 20th, 2022, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you so much. Any discussion, Justice Lasky, you want?
Yeah. Just as this is the ordinance that we heard and passed tonight out of committee, some folks that didn't make our normal deadline for the normal Budget and Finance Committee meeting, the biggest one on here is Section 8, $96,000 to the commissary. If you'll remember, the commissary is strictly a pass-through fund. We buy things, we sell them to the inmates, and we get the money back, and it goes back in. So that's that. The only kind of new money, I guess, in here, most of all these are transfers except for Section 2, I believe, is new money for utilities and general supplies that they were over on 5th Division Circuit Court. Thank you, Judge.
All right, any questions or discussion? All right, seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schott.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. All right, motion carries and proposed ordinance 23-41 passes. Very good, a lot of business. Next on our agenda is appointments and library appointment. There is the second consecutive month of library appointments. We unfortunately had a library board member pass away, and we replaced, I don't want to use the word replaced. We appointed someone to finish Ms. Wagner's term in November, and this month we have the annual board appointment. There are 5 board members. Each of them serve 5-year terms, and so their appointments come up in December so that those are ready for January. And so this year I have appointed Kelly Carden. And, of course, I brought that for the Personnel Committee. Chairman Kendrick, I'll entertain a motion.
Judge, I'll make a motion to put the Ms. Carden's nomination before the court for consideration.
Second.
All right, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of confirmation of Mrs. Carden's appointment, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you so much. And congratulations to Mrs. Carden if she's watching online. I'll see her here tonight. But we appreciate her willingness to step up and serve, and that can sometimes be a difficult position. You know, libraries are generating publicity, or there's publicity surrounding libraries. It's not easy work. You heard me say that last month, and I believe in our committee meeting, and I appreciate that. I had the honor. Thank you for the invitation to read, John. I had an opportunity to go to the library in Conway and participate in the Holiday Lights event. It was awesome. They had, I think, craft booth, craft area. There was a hot chocolate station, and those are the only two things I saw because I was swarmed by children. So it was a blast. I had on my Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer tie, and I think I enjoyed it and got more out of it than the children, and they all enjoyed it. I'll just give you a rundown. My favorite Christmas children's story is The Little Drummer Boy, because I love the message in it. And I just, you know, as I told the folks there, you're going to laugh, John, but, you know, when I hear that song, no matter the version, I still have hair stand up on my arms for my personal reasons and values. And that is not a story you read to children, right? It's a song. There's no longer story that the song's a shorter version of. And went in there, and there were quite a few young 3, 4, 6, 8-year-old children and a lot of parents. I think we had more parents than children, than families with children there. But anyway, had them sing along, and I just kind of, you know, John, for yours and the library system's benefit, I kind of wanted to explain that dynamic so that next year maybe even more people will come. It appeared to be well attended while I was there. But I had the children sing along the chorus line, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, with me after I would sing a line. I read it to them first. So hopefully, I don't know if that was recorded. I'm hoping it wasn't live streamed and recorded up on YouTube. But anyway, we had a really good time, had a lot of good comments afterwards. And I had several children from my family, including my 6-year-old grandson there, and my nieces, great nieces were there, and nephew and friend of my grandson. But I would urge you to take advantage of the library. We've got a wonderful library here in Conway. There are other library facilities around the county. We've got a number of them, and be sure to take advantage of your library. Moving along, are there any announcements? I'll go ahead and lead in. Yesterday I had the honor, along with many other people, of attending the repatriation funeral for Lieutenant Kenyon Brindley, killed in action in Germany in World War II. How about a round of applause for Lieutenant Brindley? We have his family who live here in Faulkner County, and he was buried in the Round Mountain Cemetery. And I commit to you that I will personally visit his grave. And I would not hesitate to ask each of you to go pay your respects to this man. He died, I believe he was 22 years old. If you want to read this wonderful, I forget what they call these, but this folder with several details about his life, it was well done. U.S. Army, really, their casualty assistance officer and Roller McNutt Funeral Home did a fabulous job. I appreciate our Sheriff's Department. They're normally here with us. They weren't tonight, but I appreciate their escort on very short notice. The Patriot Guard, I just appreciate the governor's office and anyone associated with that. We owe this man a debt of gratitude. He gave the ultimate for each one of us, and none of us knew him. So, like you, I have family. I've got two grandfathers who fought in World War II. Seeing this man's uniform, period correct uniform, the whole, it was all wonderful. And I appreciate this man. Went down in a B-25. And we all owe him a debt of gratitude. All right. I don't have any other announcements. Mr. Higgins?
Just one quick announcement, Your Honor. I met with our VSO, Terry Hooten, this afternoon. He and I meet on a regular basis, but he was showing me his contact log. That he tracks all of the point of contact that he makes. Since our ribbon cutting that we had for our new VSO facility, the contacts have increased threefold over previous months. So I think we're doing a very good job. He's doing a great job. I got to see him speak this month. to some veterans, and he's doing an awesome job. Just want to share that with you, Your Honor, in court.
Thank you for bringing that up. I could not be more proud of sort of the evolution of that office and the facilities. It was all made possible by the quorum court, so I thank each one of you individually. And just as we all suspected, that ramp up of just us shining an extra light of attention and dedicating some of our folks' resources on that whole office over there, we just, you know, we really thank the quorum court. I thank my administration, certainly Mr. Allmeyer and Terry Hooten, our new full-time DSO, rave reviews wherever I go. And I know Randy hears the same thing as many others. I anticipate that's not the end of that. I think we'll hear Mr. Higgins give us more reports of the public's involvement, our veterans' involvement at that office. So I anticipate at some point I'll be coming back to you to ask for more resources there if necessary. We'll do that. Any other announcements? Mrs. Clausen?
I just want to say thank you. Merry my Christmas. 13 years. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that comment. Any other announcements? All right. Before we gavel out, again, 12th and final meeting this year. Thank you. I think it's been a successful year. I hope each one of you will do two things. Reflect on this year, your role as a justice for the people of Faulkner County, and how you have conducted your business here. I cannot tell you the number of comments I get in the public commending you for the way you conduct business in this court. I'm just telling you the truth. I haven't counted. I kind of wish I had counted the number of times. I am approached with someone who wants to tell me that. I appreciate your professionalism. The way you conduct your business is a model for any other county in this country. It's important to me. I'm glad to be associated with you. Secondly, reflect on your family and what we celebrate this time of year. Take time, decompress. You're all busy. You all have stress. You're important people as there are in this county. And y'all have other areas of life. We see you, unless in my office we see you through the month, we see you formally. Most people see you formally right here once a month. But you have other involved lives. You've got families, careers, your other civic interests, and certainly probably church and school with family members and all of that. I just hope that you take a moment to be present. Be present for your family and yourself. And thank you again for a wonderful year. I look forward to 2024. And we will see you next. We'll see you in January. We are adjourned.